Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This week on AK, running for bone marrow. Sometimes all it takes is a cotton swab to save someone's life. For a little over 30 years, the National Marrow Donor Program, through the Be the Match Registry, has been collecting cheek swabs from potential donors. But the registry still lacks diversity and numbers, and many of the patients who require a transplant never receive it. As Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry reports, two runners, one from Alaska and one from Spain, have been working to change that.
Oh, nice. That's great, too.
Marcos Yanes swipes through a series of high-quality photos on his phone.
We have an official photographer.
In one, he chugs a bottle of water. In another, it's raining, and he runs up a steep incline on the side of a highway. The white lettering on his orange rain jacket reads, Alaska Run for Leukemia. He just finished the last leg of a 300-kilometer run yesterday, and he still sounds tired.
Today I'm exhausted. I'm really exhausted because it was 5 stages, you know. Every day I had to run more than 50 kilometers.
In total, he ran around 187 miles in just 5 days. Yanis started at Aklutna Lake outside of Palmer and ended his last leg outside of Healy. He's from the Canary Islands, which belongs to Spain, but for one of those legs, he was joined by an Alaskan, Christy Youngblood. She's a 33-year-old lymphoma survivor.
It was hard. We were cold and it was raining and I just wanted to keep pushing for all those who can't run.
And Youngblood found the perfect person to do it with. Yanis' father died from leukemia in 2014. After that, he ran in Iceland to raise awareness for the bone marrow donation registry. And then he came across Youngblood's story online. They both loved running and cats. He'd lost his father, and she'd recently lost her mother. He sent her a Facebook message telling her about his idea to run in Alaska.
We just kept messaging back and forth and quickly grew into a friendship. And, of course, I wanted to help him and his crew get over to Alaska and to make this documentary happen and increase the awareness for the need of bone marrow donors.
Youngblood was first diagnosed with lymphoma in 2016.
I was a marathon runner. A vegan, super healthy. The last thing I would think of is that I would be the one to get cancer.
She finished chemotherapy, but after a few months, doctors thought the cancer was back and that she needed a bone marrow transplant.
I know that feeling when they told me that I would need a transplant. They may have been able to use my own cells, but if they couldn't, that feeling of just being so helpless. And I don't want anyone else to feel that way.
Luckily, she didn't end up needing it, and a few months after finding out she was in remission, she decided to start running again. Training was exhausting, but when she got the message from Yanis, it inspired her to keep going. She ended up running over 30 miles with him, including up and down Mount Healy. Here's Yanis again.
Well, I haven't imagined it about this kind of emotion that I can communicate it, and I'm able to inspire people, too.
The Be the Match representative for Alaska, Tori Fairhurst, says people need the same tissue type to become marrow matches. Because tissue types are inherited, that means they need similar ancestry. Certain groups, like Alaska Natives, are underrepresented on the registry.
There are 14,000 patients in the United States searching, and a lot of them are never going to find a match. And it doesn't mean there wasn't a match. It means the match didn't sign up yet.
80% of the time, it's as simple as donating stem cells through a blood transfusion. The other 20%, they're donating marrow to the patient.
The patient's marrow would be destroyed, and their perfectly matched donor's cells would be given to them, and they would rebuild an immune system using the donor's cells.
That's exactly what Wasilla resident Sandra Lynn Hinton did. About 8 years after Hinton registered, 24-year-old Jonathan Leon was diagnosed with leukemia and in need of a transplant. Hinton was the perfect match. Leon's now in remission, and they met for the first time at the end of Yanis' run.
There are just no words to know, you know, the something small that I had in me that I could give to him as a gift of life for him.
Tonight, they sit across the table from one another, smiling, at a celebration dinner for the race in the basement of Anchorage's 49th State Brewery. Leon and his family made the trip all the way from Miami to meet Hinton.
Thanks to her, I'm alive, breathing, so I had to come visit her in Alaska.
Hinton says the donation process wasn't as painful as many people think.
I basically felt, for me, like I just had fallen down on the ice and hurt my rear end for a couple days.
Yanis says he'll be back in Alaska to screen his documentary when it's finished. His goal is to get 3,000 new donors on the registry, 10 for each kilometer he ran. In Anchorage, I'm Erin McKinstry.